We're catching up with one of the latest evictees from Big Brother this morning. It's Leo. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Yeah, pretty well, thank you. I've got to ask you straight up, Leo. Your real name is actually Ryan, but then obviously there was already a Ryan in the house, so you switched to Leo. What's it like when you go in somewhere and everyone's calling you by a different name? Did it take you ages to get used to?
Yeah, definitely. It took me a little while to get used to, and I had a few slip-ups. Some people would be calling out Ryan across the pool or over the dinner table, and I'd, you know, respond to it. And then there's a few funny moments where people would be saying Leo over and over and over, and I just look straight in their face and pretend like I couldn't hear anything. But in the end, it ended up working out well for me because it was kind of like a little mini force field. Lots of times in the house when people were saying things about me that weren't so nice, I kind of felt like I was self-protecting myself by not, you know, them not actually using my real name.
Does going by a different name maybe allow you to be a different character in some ways?
I don't think it allows you to be a different character. I was who I was. You know, I was myself the entire game, and I tried to stay true to who I am and my personality and be, you know, a representation of who I was. But definitely the entire experience is really unique and really different, and that was just another element that made it, you know, different and unique for me personally.
So, mate, when you were born, apparently the nurse said he's got a spirit of a lion. So your mum said Leo the lion. Has that got to do with the star sign, right?
No, because I'm actually a Capricorn. I was born in January.
Oh, right.
I think the nurse that handed me over to my mom was like an African lady, and she had like a whole sort of outfit, like a, you know, thing going. And just when she put me in my mom's arms, she just whispered that in her ear.
Oh, see, because I'm a Virgo, so mine would have been Widow the Virgin. It's not that.
The spirit of the Virgin.
The spirit of the Virgin.
I'm a disappointment.
Yeah, a bit so.
Well, if we are touching on things like that, it seems like the Big Brother house has gotten a bit frisky this year. We've got to ask about Skye. Are you guys sort of going to see what's happening on the outside, or what's the go?
Yeah, I mean, everything that ever happened to me and Skye in the house happened really naturally and really organically. We never forced anything. We never let the other housemates to the situation we're in kind of dictate how we treated each other or how we took our relationship. And I think we'll take that same strategy when she gets out of the house, no matter how she does. You know, I'll obviously see her and we'll be spending time together. And we'll just let whatever happens between us happen really naturally. We might just become really close friends, or we might pursue another, you know, more intimate, more romantic version of that relationship. But whatever it is, it will really just be what we're both feeling at that moment, and we'll just, you know, kind of go with our heart.
And finally this morning, Leo, while we've got you, you're a personal trainer. Widow's actually trying to lose some weight at the moment. Have you got any tips?
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta find something that works for you.
Cool.
You know, find something that you enjoy. Find something that you enjoy, whether it's, you know, if you're in the gym or if you like running or boxing or swimming or rowing, whatever it is, surfing, find that type of exercise, that type of training that you respond to so that you enjoy it and you're much more likely to stick to it over the long term.
What's your thoughts on shake diets?
Fad dieting is a no-go. You need to get a balance.
Oh, no, see,
program.
That's what I'm doing, Leo. That's what I'm doing, mate, because I'm getting married in March.
Diets. Getting married in March. I tell you what, you look me up, we'll get some going for you. I'll set you up and I'll get you in the best shape you've ever been in.
Bang,
sounds good, mate.
Go.
I like the sounds of it.
All right.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Leo.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a good morning.
Star FM.
Star FM.